Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What do witches get when their shoes are too tight? Candy corns.
Echo, tell me another joke.
Why did the French fries cross the road?
I don't know. How come?
They were trying to catch up to the chicken.
Oh, that's a good one. God damn it. Echo, tell me another joke.
What's the difference between a wizard and a spelling bee contestant?
I don't know.
One conjures spells, and the other spells conjures.
I don't even get that.
If you just read the bio for Dr. Steve, host of Weird Medicine on Sirius XM 103 and made popular by two really comedy shows, Opie and Anthony and Ron and Fez, you would have thought that this guy was a bit of, a clown.
Your show was better when you had medical questions. Hey!
I've got diphtheria crushing my esophagus. I've got Ebola virus dripping from my nose. I've got the leprosy of the heart valve exacerbating my incredible woes. I want to take my brain out and blast it with the wave, an ultrasonic echographic and a pulsating shave. I want a magic pill for my ailments, the health equivalent of Citizen Kane. And if I don't get it now in the tablet, I think I'm doomed and I'll have to go insane. I want a requiem for my disease, so I'm paging Dr. Steve.
Dr. Steve!
It's Weird Medicine, the first and still only uncensored medical show in the history of broadcast radio, now a podcast. I'm Dr. Steve, with my little pal, Dr. Scott, the traditional Chinese medical practitioner who gives me street cred with the wacko alternative medicine assholes. Hello, Dr. Scott.
Hey, Dr. Steve.
And back from sabbatical, the lady who will do anything for a bottle of expensive wine, it's Lady Diagnosis. Hello, Lady Diagnosis.
Hey, Dr. Steve.
And Stacey DeLoach.
Oh, yeah.
This is a show for people who never listen to a medical show on the radio or the internet. If you have a question, you're embarrassed to take to your regular medical provider. If you can't find an answer anywhere else, Give us a call at 347-766-4323. That's 347. Take it, Stacy.
Pooh head.
Very good. Follow us on Twitter at Weird Medicine or at Lady Diagnosis and at Dr. Scott WM. Visit our website at drsteve.com for podcasts, medical news, and stuff you can buy. Most importantly, we are not your medical providers. Take everything you hear with a grain of salt. Don't act on anything you hear on the show without talking it over with your doctor, nurse practitioner, practical nurse, physician assistant, pharmacist, chiropractor, acupuncturist, yoga master, physical therapist, clinical laboratory scientist, registered dietitian, or whatever. Check out, I got an email from the guy that makes the flatus flutes, and he hadn't sold any in a while, so I told him I'd give him a plug.
I need some suction after that.
Yeah, so I said I would promote his product, and it's go to flatusflute.com, and it is hilarious. It's just a whistling butt plug. And it has the likeness of your old pal on there, done by our friend, son of Fritz, who we haven't heard from in quite some time. And kind of miss hearing from old Chris. But he's a great artist. He has sort of a Ren and Stimpy vibe. And there's a picture of hairy posterior of a person. And it's farting out musical notes into my face, and I've got a big grin like it's the greatest thing in the world. So if you just want it just for that, it's the stupidest damn thing.
Just the boxes.
Flatusflute.com. Yeah, the thing itself, don't use it for anything. It's a novelty. Don't actually do it. Okay. Check out Dr. Scott's website at simplyherbals.net. Check out stuff.drsteve.com for all your shopping needs. And wine. We're back with the wine club. Lady Diagnosis, Ooh. You need to check this out.
Oh, yes.
It's wine.drsteve.com. What it is it's naked wines. And this is one of these, it's kind of a subscription service. But I'm not a fan of subscription services, but I love this one because I put a little bit in toward the independent winemakers. And vintners, I guess, would be the proper word. And I put a little bit of money in, and then when I need wine, I go place an order. And a lot of times they'll give you a couple of bottles, just for the hell of it. And if it's your birthday, you get they'll throw a nice bottle of wine in there, and you get a huge discount. Plus, you've put all this money in. Well, you get it all back when you order. And so, like this last time I ordered, I think I paid $40 for a case of wine, and I didn't get cheap wine. So it's really a great thing. Check it out. If you like wine, it's kind of a fun way to do it, and you're really helping out independent vintners. And it's called
definitely going
to
do that.
Naked Wines, but go there by going to wine.drsteve.com and not W-I-H-I-N-E. That's what we're going to be doing in a couple of minutes when we get to the whole Stacy thing. But anyway, and then if you want to lose weight, go to Noom, N-O-O-M, .drsteve.com. It's an app, psychology app. You get a counselor and you get a logging system. It'll track your weight. And it's, as I said, it's not a diet. It's a psychology program that will help you in other realms of your life as well. But it will help you primarily lose weight and change your relationship with food. It really helped me a lot. I was becoming a big fatso, and I'm, stayed down at this weight for years now, thanks to Noom. Anyway, and then Dr. Scott's website at simplyherbals.net. You guys got anything else to plug? No?
Nope.
I got nothing.
I'd say that's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Stacy.
Hey, folks, what y'all been doing? You have anything good to talk about lately?
A little bit of controversy, not a whole lot. But we've had, so for those who don't know what the hell I'm talking about, Stacy told the story about how, well, you want to just tell the story? You want to give us the Reader's Digest version. And then I want to get the context, because part of this has to do with context. Now, I know Tacy said, on the podcast that there's no room for nuance in this, but I wish I was the way that she is. She is, if you look at the Myers-Briggs, you ever done a Myers-Briggs analysis, you get these four letters. She is an
INST. And I am an ENFP. And so what that means is I'm the sort of person that can, it's, to my detriment, sees all sides of every story. And so when she and I are trying to decide on something, I wish she were here. You know, she's like, I want a pool. And I'm like, well, we could do a pool. We could do this. We could do that. And she's like, oh, my God, you know, you're arguing with me. And it's like, no. You just want a pool, and I want to explore every option about how we're going to do the pool and all this stuff. We'll get to a pool, but, you know, and it drives her crazy. And but I wish sometimes I was just more like her, where I could say, okay, this is right, this is wrong. She sees things more in black and white, this is right, this is wrong kind of stuff. And I always tend to see things as, well, you know, what's the person's motivation, what's the context, all that kind of stuff. And anyway, tell people the story, and then we will, I want to know, there's a couple of contextual questions that I have for you.
Okay.
But just real quick.
Real quick, the reason I did what I did.
Okay, well, nobody knows what you did. Okay. Yeah, I assume nobody knows what you did. And then we'll talk about the reason why you did.
Okay. What I did was I went to one of the major pharmaceutical chain stores, made an appointment to go get a Johnson & Johnson single shot dose.
Single dose vaccine, yep.
Walked in there with a full plan worked out in my head. I had a water bottle that was halfway full and a brand new $100 bill folded up in my pocket.
Okay.
And I go walking in there and kind of ex-law enforcement, so I'm scoping everything out. Mm-hmm. I realized real quick this is not going to be as near as difficult as I thought it was going to be, because the young lady they send back there is probably like 25 years old, making maybe $12 an hour. Mm. She's going to come back here and stab me. So she walks back there with a little tray. She sets it down. I picked up the needle. I said, hey, so is this the magical wand here? And I pulled the cap off, stuck it in my water bottle, injected it into my water bottle, put the cap back on it, put it in the red dispensary, pulled the $100 bill out of my pocket, set it down in front of her, and said, I think I need that card. She gave me the card.
Hmm.
I said, thank you very much, and I left.
Okay.
The reason behind the card.
There you go. Okay, so tell us why.
Because
tell us the context.
I had a job offer to go do a subcontract work without giving away, because it was a military job, there's a lot of stuff not going to be said about.
Nobody wants to.
It's an offer to go to the South Pacific that was going to pay me right at $50,000 for 30 days worth of work.
Okay.
I'm landing in Hawaii. I'm stepping off the plane. I am walking to a military base.
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm spending there for 3 days in quarantine getting ready. Then we're flying. Then there's going to be 32 of us fly off to this island.
Okay.
There's one plane a month. My day rate is very, very impressive.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was going to pay me right. But one of the few.
And it was a rare ham radio location, too, without giving anything away. But, so it would have been cool for you to transmit ham radio from there.
Well, it was actually going to be 3 days worth of work.
Oh, I'm sure that was on his list.
It was.
No, it was.
I had
totally
radio. We already worked out the deal and everything.
No, of course.
But the thing was, there's one plane a month.
Mm-hmm.
My day rate is from the time I leave the U.S. states until I get back to where my pickup truck is at.
Okay.
And it was going to pay me right at $50,000, but I had to have the card in my possession.
Now, so I understand the financial thing and all that stuff. Now, let me ask you, did this happen before or after you actually got COVID?
A week before.
So it was a week before. So if it were after, and you said, look, I'm completely no danger to anybody because I've got the antibodies, I've already had it, all that stuff. I get it. When it's before, the issue I have, let me tell you the issue that I have with this, is I understand the motivation for people avoiding the vaccine. I do understand it. You know, I'm not just a namby-pamby pro-vaccine guy, nor am I an anti-vaxxer. I like to use some logic and some knowledge. And, like, for example, I'm not a fan of the chickenpox vaccine. Chickenpox rarely hurts kids. I'm not going to say it never does.
Right.
But it rarely hurts kids. And now we have a group of people who have not had a booster shot that if their immunity wanes, which we do not know if it will or not, you have a population of 20-something-year-olds now who are getting pregnant. And what happens if they get chickenpox? You know, nobody knows. Nobody can answer this. So you're taking you're vaccinating people for something that is just a lifestyle kind of inconvenience for kids. And you are pushing it further into adulthood where it can actually hurt them.
Okay.
Right? So I am not a fan of that vaccine till they can show me that there's lifelong immunity after getting the vaccine, or that you have to get a booster and people are actually getting the booster, which they won't.
Right.
So I have issues with that. So I just, those are my bona fides as far as not being just some, you know, oh, big pharma pro-vax guy, you know. So, but these are my issues. Number one, you put that 20-year-old person in a position where they, if they had any principles, maybe they don't, but they had to compromise their principles to do this. Because you are ex-law enforcement, you're kind of an intimidating guy.
Yes, I enjoy that.
And yeah, and you enjoy that. And then, you know, you plop down $100, and so she sold out her principles for $100. Now, maybe she doesn't have any, and she's totally fine with it. There is the other side of it that maybe she's still, like, worried about it. You know, that, oh, God, you know, that guy, you know, I shouldn't have done
he's
that
gonna
kind of stuff.
He's going to get me fired.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. So that's yeah. one thing.
That's the reason she was the target, because I wasn't the first one that happened with her.
Oh, is that right? Okay, now,
I didn't tell
you're
us.
Right.
Because
the you didn't tell
thinking,
us this.
Right.
Plot thinking, yeah.
So you knew.
I'm not the first person that had happened with.
Low-hanging fruit.
That's the reason why I'm not telling you what story you was or where it was or anything
no.
else.
We don't want to know that. So right. she was already corrupt. So you didn't corrupt somebody.
Nope.
She was already known to be this
She
way.
Was on the list.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you exploited her.
Low-hanging
No, but, she was paid for a job.
Well, okay, but you didn't corrupt her. Okay, so I feel a little better about that. The other thing is just the now you're willing to, because at that point you didn't know you had already been exposed to COVID and you were going to get it next week, that you were willing to, you know, go to on a military thing and, you know, potentially expose right. people using a phony vaccine card.
It wasn't phony. It's a real card.
Well, how'd you explain getting COVID the next week?
Oh, well, you can get COVID if you'd got vaccinated the week before. That's no. That's,
they actually
that's
told unusual. Me, because I've had three COVID tests that were positive and I finally got one that was negative. And when they gave me I got the one that's negative. They told me I had to wait 90 days in case I wanted to get a vaccine.
Yeah.
But the thing is now I walk up, I shake people's hands and everything else because I'm trying to I've had three former employees. All three have been vaccinated. All three of them have tested positive in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But all three of them have told me, you know, it's really not that big of a deal. The first day was a little uncomfortable. But
because they were vaccinated.
Right. Mm-hmm. But the thing is don't I have natural immunity?
Yes, you do.
So why don't I go ahead and try to get it again so my body recognizes it? A Delta variant or
saying.
A right, Bubba right, right. Joe variant or a European variant
well,
or
that's
whatever.
That's your choice. But you
You're
know,
right. It's always been my choice.
So can we not... And this is, I caught hell from people for this.
And I'm sorry.
But can we not, no, for this point, can we not exercise our choice without prevaricating about it? In other words, you know, this card that you have is a lie. Agreed? I mean, it's a real card, but you didn't get the vaccine.
No, I caught the virus. I got God's cure.
Afterward. Yeah. But you didn't know that at the time. But I would prefer, and I know this is impossible, but for people who don't want to take the vaccine, which I do understand, if someone came to me and said, I'm concerned about antibody-dependent enhancement, which we've talked about on this show, where every once in a while the antibody that attaches to the virus actually facilitates its entry into the white blood cells, and if it can infect white blood cells, then you actually get the worse syndrome. It's happened with cats in the coronavirus trials, although they were targeting a different part of the coronavirus in those trials. But if someone came to me and said, I'm concerned about that, I understand that. But if you're not going to take it, then stand up for yourself and say, this thing isn't FDA approved, which is true.
Right.
I'm not taking it, and you can't make me. And then you take the consequences. If enough people stand up, then there won't probably be that many consequences. But I've had other people say, well, look, if it's your job and you're going to lose it, you know, if I'm the only one that stands up, well, then I'm screwed if I don't want to take it. So I end up either having to take it against my will or I have to lie. And either way is a crappy situation.
What is something like 30% of the medical staff still haven't taken it?
No, that's true. It's a shockingly small percentage of people who haven't taken it. Now, in our area, the vast, vast majority of people who are vulnerable have taken it. It's like in the 80%.
Right.
So people over 65, people with immunocompromised condition, you know, situations, and people with, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Conditions that would put them at risk for a bad outcome. Most of them have had it. So what we're seeing now is if I have a 50-year-old person on the ventilator in the hospital, I'll bet you $1,000 they haven't been vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Now, is that to say that there aren't some people that break through? Of course, there always is. No vaccine is perfect. This one is as close to perfect as we've ever had. Smallpox probably being the most perfect vaccine. Measles, pretty damn perfect. Polio, pretty damn perfect. But I mean, as far as an endemic infectious disease, this one is pretty damn close to perfect. Because influenza, shit, dude, that one year when I got influenza, it was only 6% effective.
And you were sick, dude.
I was for a day, though. Yeah. It didn't kill me, and I didn't end up in the hospital, which is what I was worried about when I woke up with a fever of 105
right.
at age, you know, 59 or whatever, however old I was. So I still credit the vaccine for making it so that I was sick for a day, and then I got to watch four seasons of Arrow on the CW for the next week while I was in isolation, you know?
Right.
So, but anyway. So, yeah, that's my, you know, I see it. So let me ask you this. If the mRNA vaccine were FDA approved, gone through the whole thing, and it was approved, would that change your opinion about
no.
it?
No.
Okay.
And the reason is the way that it was rolled out.
Uh-huh.
It was rolled out that instead of just putting the people on that developed the vaccine, the doctors that, you know, the really, really smart people, they relied on Hollywood. And they had, you know, actors come out, you must take this virus, I mean, this vaccine, you must do this. You know something? You can just kiss my damn ass.
So the marketing, because of the way they marketed it.
Because it was... I am very much a type A personality.
Yeah.
Lots of years in law enforcement, lots of years sailing through the Panama Canal, lots and lots of bar fights and lots of fun.
Yeah.
But now I've got somebody who thinks he's a tough guy because he's an actor. Now he's going to try to intimidate me.
Because that's your reason?
That's because of the way it's rolled out of you have to do this. You know something? It's my choice. I don't have to, and you can kiss my ass.
Yeah. Well, as a libertarian, I do believe it should be your choice.
If it's going to start into stuff like that, then before it goes down this road, mm-hmm. and you're going to start thinking, you're going to start making everybody that doesn't agree with you force into this. Then every time there's an abortion, you need to go get the list of the 1, 3, 15 guys that inseminated this young lady. They need to sign off where she has has an abortion because it's your body. It's your choice doesn't count anymore.
Yeah.
Is what they're trying to do.
I don't get
the
connection between those two things, but that's a whole nother thing.
I get to make the decision for my body.
I think as a libertarian, I don't like governmental coercion, but there are things that we do coerce people to do. One of those is childhood vaccines. If you're going to go to public school, you have to have vaccines. If you're going to drive and you have your kid in your car, you have to have them in a car seat. I mean, there are safety things that the government does mandate, whether you agree with it or not. And
safety and you stabbing me was something that's not approved yet are two different things.
So I asked you if it was approved because I agree with people who are hesitant. As a matter of fact, you know, like my employer and other employers around here are not requiring it now. They do require influenza vaccine, even when it's only 6% effective. They require it.
Right.
It's a condition to work. But they're not requiring this because it's not FDA approved. Now, the minute that it is, I'm going to see dominoes falling where a lot of employers are now going to require it because of the huge loss of productivity and the huge loss. Because, listen, if you're an employer and the vaccine prevents let's just say, I don't know, even 50%. This one's better than that, but 50% of symptomatic cases. And you're just not a healthcare employer, just a regular employer.
Right.
And you got an FDA-approved vaccine, and you've got a Delta variant that is so contagious that everybody is gonna, who isn't vaccinated, going to probably get it at some point. Because this thing is as contagious as, it's R-naught is like anywhere between 5 and 9. I can see them requiring you to have it just from a productivity standpoint. Because even if you get it, you don't give it to anybody else. But if you test positive, you have to isolate.
Right.
You know, for 10 days. And so yes, you've lost that worker for that amount of time. And some people will walk out. I see that. But I see these employers are, you know, even though they're dying for employees right now, requiring that. I see that happening the second that this thing gets FDA approved.
See, I just see it so weird that all this time that the healthcare workers were essential employees. You're absolutely essential. You're needed. You're needed to save everybody's lives. Uh-huh. Now there's a vaccine, and you say, I'm not going to take it. Then it's, go F yourself.
Yeah.
You're not that important now. You're going to be replaced.
Well, I see what you're saying, but I think once it becomes FDA approved, then I can't imagine very many health systems aren't going to require this if they require influenza too. I just don't see it. So what I'm hoping is, I mean, I've seen I Am Legend, and I really hope that we don't, you know, a year from now, this second, a new coronavirus comes around, we all get antibody dependent enhancement, but we're not seeing it. That's the one concern that I'm really worried about, and that we're not seeing, or I'm not worried about it. I'm concerned, and I think it's a valid concern. And but we've vaccinated a billion people now. Well, let's ask Echo. Echo, how many people have been vaccinated for COVID-19?
According to the CDC, as of August 12, 2021, 2,540,000 people in Tennessee have been fully vaccinated for COVID-19, which is 36.7% of the population.
That's not good.
Additionally, 3,170,000 people in Tennessee have received at least one dose of a multi-dose vaccine.
Echo, stop. I want to know. Echo, can you just look it up? I'm sick of Echo. What are you doing over there?
But what do you need?
Are you typing your dissertation? Jesus
but
Christ.
But I thought that we were supposed to be having, you know,
Hey, pick on him. I'm answering questions over here.
I thought we were supposed to have a herd immunity or whatever at 58.
Immunity.
Yeah. That Southern accent doesn't work with those words. But like at 58%.
That was with Alpha variant.
Okay, but like I said, I've had my brain scrubbed three times. They came back positive, one negative.
Yeah.
Nobody told me if I would have had Delta, if I had Alpha.
Well, they won't, but you had Delta.
How do you know?
Because it's endemic now. I mean, the odds are you had Delta. It's like 80-90% in your area, Delta. But they're doing that epidemiologically.
See, those are big words again.
Yeah.
I've had five people in the last 2 days that were not vaccinated with Delta. It's saying right here.
Well, how do they know? Now, wait a minute. How do they know it was Delta, though? I mean, listen. The way that they're doing this, they don't test you for Delta. They test you for SARS-CoV-2, and then the epidemiologists go and do population studies to do the Delta because the treatment's the same.
Right.
So there's no reason for me to treat you and say, well, you have Delta. What we need to know is we need to know it from an epidemiological standpoint. How contagious is this, and what can we expect as far as numbers are concerned? But for you, because there's no difference in the treatment, and right now we don't know if there's a difference in the prognosis, no point in us investing in infrastructure so that I can test you as an individual for Delta variant. Does that make sense at all?
Mm-hmm. Once again, I don't know.
Instead of splitting hairs and decide if it's COVID-1 or Delta or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, as far as worldwide vaccines, it looks like 4.8 billion have been given.
Well, 4.8 have been given, but right. So let's say 2 billion people 1.86, have been actually vaccinated.
1.86 are completely vaccinated.
Okay. So 2 billion people, we haven't seen, as to my knowledge, a single case of antibody-dependent enhancement. Mm-hmm. And there's five other coronaviruses rolling around. So people have been exposed to those. Mm-hmm. You know, if you've had a common cold this winter, it's probably coronavirus.
Okay.
You know, one of the quote unquote good ones, even though they kill 10,000 people a year in this country. I would like to see us go to war against all these effing viruses. And, you know, common colds cause loss of productivity, too.
Yes.
And misery and stuff, and cost billions of dollars. Let's just kill them all.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, anyway, that's all I have to say about it is, you know, you're my friend. You're still my friend. And I absolutely understand vaccine hesitancy with the people that are hesitant about it. But on the other hand, these vaccines have been proven so far to be effective and as safe as they could be. They're not perfectly safe. Nothing is.
Right.
Wearing your seatbelt isn't perfectly safe. But the benefits far outweigh the risks. So, and then, yes, I'm a libertarian, so you got to decide for yourself. Just not, I'm glad you didn't corrupt that poor girl. She was already completely corrupted.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like.
Yes.
You know, she's known.
I wonder if she was part of that. I wonder if she was part of that group in Memphis that got busted for selling those fake COVID cards.
We can't say where anything about it because we don't know where happened.
This is a different state.
I don't want to get any. Corrupt or no, I don't want anybody getting in trouble. So.
Hi, Di.
Hi. Well, I was just going to say, I don't think if you did not or refused to take the vaccine, you should not accept the extra unemployment. You should give back your stimulus checks and anything that's been given out from this.
A very conservative standpoint or viewpoint.
You can't have
from
both.
The aging supermodel. I like it.
Mm-hmm. I think you ought to have a vaccine card to be able to vote.
Well, you know, Robert Heinlein said that you shouldn't be able to vote unless you had military service. That was his thing.
Hmm.
But that's a whole different world we'd be living in
yes.
that situation. But, yeah, okay, so let's explore that, Diane. So I'm very interested in this.
And I want to add to what you just said, Diane, because I was telling this lady this morning that was bitching about it and bitching about wearing a mask, you know, and how a mask doesn't work, and I corrected her and reminded her that if I were to sneeze in her face and blow snot in her face, she'd feel much better if I had a mask on.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was telling her.
People say masks don't work. What they mean is they don't work 100% of the time. But we've gone over this. I'm not going
to
do it a million times. No, it's me. You get to do your thing. I'm just going to say I don't want to go over it and over it from my standpoint. But, you know, masks only have to work 10% of the time to take an R sub T down from 1.1 down to, you know, where we need it to be. So, and people who have listened to the show for a long time know what I'm talking about. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just Google R naught and R sub T and you'll know. But anyway, so they can not work 90% of the time and still be
very effective.
Effective for yes. what we need them to yeah. do as far as a public health situation is concerned. But go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that if people choose not to to do this, do the insurance start doing what they do to smokers? If you choose to smoke, your insurance, you pay more insurance.
Yeah.
If you choose not, which is fine. If you don't want to get your vaccines,
that's your choice.
There's going to be a consequence.
But there's going to be some consequences.
There
because,
has to be.
If you smoke, you choose, and I tell people all the time, I don't give a shit if you smoke or not. You're an adult.
Yeah,
if you don't do smoke,
go fuck yourself. Yeah. It's fine.
But you know what? If you're going to do it, realizing that you are at a higher risk for these certain things.
My employer charges an extra $100 if you smoke.
Yeah, and
oh, really?
And I don't know that that's a terrible idea to consider for some, in some instances.
So what do you think your employer should charge for people who fake their vaccine card?
They give them a raise for
it's
being...
It's a real card. It's not a fake card.
They give them a raise for being in, you know, kind ingenious. Of ingenious. for thinking, yeah, no, I know. But that's just kind of piggybacking on what the supermodel said.
That's not an unlibertarian viewpoint either. Mm-hmm. That you have the right to choose things, sure. but there are consequences right. to yeah. those things.
Right.
You know, just one of them being you're at increased risk. Now, Stacy got COVID. You had a bad couple of days, but you were okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
the truth is, the vast majority of people who get the virus will not die. And the vast majority of people, at least with the Alpha variant, we'll see with this Delta variant, won't get it.
Hmm. But the people that aren't getting vaccinated can't work because these contractors are trying to get workers. The workers won't get vaccinated, so they're getting unemployment. The contractors can't finish jobs. Nothing's getting done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's restaurants and
workers. Right.
And can you take your mic and lift it up some just so that, yeah, there you go.
That'll is that be a little better?
Yes, that's way better. Thanks. Because I want to hear everything you say. Yeah, I have a friend of mine, and he's been on this show, and I'm not saying his name, but he's still a friend of mine. But, you know, he's still, to my knowledge, I haven't talked to him in a while. But last time I talked to him, he was still making more, not working. And my kid got $12 an hour washing dishes at Cracker Barrel because they couldn't get anybody. And they were willing to pay an 18-year-old who'd never had a job before $12 an hour to wash dishes.
Right.
Boy, oh boy, was Big Joe pissed off when she found out that Liam was making more money washing dishes than she was working at the hospital.
And they can pick their schedule because they need them so bad.
Yep. This is a great time to go get a job.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, an entry-level job particularly, they're paying better. And thank goodness that the government doesn't mandate a minimum wage because because if they mandated it, these kids would be making a lot less than they are now.
I remember when I made minimum wage of $3.75 an hour.
I remember that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I do, too.
Dude, I made $1.65 an hour. And then when I worked in TV, I was making $3.65 an hour, and I got a raise when I became an audio engineer. I got a raise to $4 an hour, and the other guys on my crew were pissed as hell that I was making that much more money than they were.
Mm-hmm. I drew one. I'm 59 years old. I have drawn one unemployment check, and it was for $1.88. And I was ashamed of myself. And I have never
Were they
done
you for an hour for something, or what was that
it
for?
$1.88. It was enough to buy a thing of Red Man chewing tobacco.
There you go.
And I've never drawn one since.
Why even print it up?
Like, this is back in the early 80s, but still. And I was ashamed of myself for doing it. It's weird, though, that now there's a moratorium on rent. You can't keep somebody from paying.
You can't
not paying the
somebody,
rent,
right.
But they're making more money on unemployment.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
a whole other argument.
I got to stick to the medical stuff.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. I start getting into this political
shit. We're
going to
go down the
rabbit hole. Get my head chopped off again, but
well, let's play Bobby Kelly's making fun of.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, so you ran into Bobby Kelly
in
where?
Lafayette, Louisiana.
And what was the club?
413, I think was the name of it. It's okay. The Doubletree Hotel. Just,
okay,
yeah.
And Bobby was down there.
There you go. Hey, Steve, look what I found at the show.
Oh shit!
What's up, buddy? We were talking about your character that we both.
Okay. So, oops. How do I stop? How do I pause this?
I know it's a fancy. It's an Apple phone.
God damn it! Here, can you? Anyway, so yeah, Bobby hates that. And when he calls me, I'll answer as the old country woman. Well, what are you? He gets so mad. So I told Jim Norton, you know, the next time that you have me on Chip Chipperson's show, have Bobby on.
Right.
And I'll put, I'll put a mop over my head and I'll, you know, get these big thick glasses or whatever and black out one of my teeth.
Right.
And I'll just come on as the old widder woman and I'll just drive him crazy. Because one of her things is she gets all the sayings wrong.
Right.
So she'll go say stupid shit like, see a penny, pick it up. All the day you'll have a bright, shiny penny. And it
drives Bobby crazy.
She hates it.
Oh.
And I'll just get a bunch of those dumb aphorisms and I'll just mess them all up for an hour and just drive him absolutely bad.
Boy, he is good on stage.
Oh, my God, he's the best.
Holy shit, is he vicious.
He's vile, too, and that's what I love about him. He came here, and we had him at the Renaissance Center. Diane and I did this, and there should be a poster. Oh, that's right behind you.
Yeah.
April 23rd, 2016. Oh, my God.
Wow.
That was 5 years ago.
That was a long time ago.
I still got the neck banner from it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I still have a few left. I throw them in when somebody buys a thumb drive. But he did the most blue show I could ever imagine anybody doing. And I think he just did it just to mess with me because, you know, my mother-in-law was in the audience.
Kids.
And it was...
The blue monkeys?
Yeah, the, right.
Yeah.
The cunnilingus monkeys and all this. I don't want to ruin any of his bits, but it was vile, but it was so funny. And there were a lot of folk in there that just, well, we're just going to go see a comedy show and had no clue what they were walking into. And he can pick them out. He's like a damn lion Lizard. With a bunch of gazelles. Oh. He can pick out the ones that are kind of a little weak.
Yes.
And just blast them. And there were a couple of people in there, but they loved him. He's such a lovable guy.
Yes.
It didn't matter that he was talking about flying, you know, cunnilingus monkeys in Upper East Tennessee at a place that used to be like a classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can do that.
But they loved him.
Yes,
he got a standing ovation. They couldn't get enough of him. So he has a really incredible knack at being vile and disgusting, but being lovable at the same time.
He pulled it right. I mean, you could just see it crashing.
Yeah,
and he could just pull it right out.
Yeah, he's amazing.
And then he would just find somebody.
He's amazing.
He'd find somebody else and circle around him and just like a vulture and just start to dig into him.
Yeah.
And then pull it out right at the last minute before they got him to try to whip his ass.
Yeah, he's really, really good. So anyway, if you ever get a chance to see Robert Kelly live, don't miss it. But anyway, all right, you want to answer some questions or something?
Let's do it.
Scott, you got anything over there?
No, I'm just trying to keep
up. Number one thing, don't take advice from some asshole on the radio.
Oh, speaking of Ron Bennington, we do have to talk about our friend Fez Marie Watley, a.k.a. Todd Hillier, who passed away tragically. And the thing is, he was such a sweet and lovely guy. And on that show, when it was Fez, Ron, Dave, and Earl, there will never be a better show than that, ever. And the level of crazy that was in that room, at least on the air,
yes,
was just, I'll never forget him. I will miss him every day for the rest of my life. We actually became a little bit closer after he left the show. And we did a couple of things together. And I tried to keep in touch with him, but it was hard to do. And, but I talked to him just, I don't know, a month or two ago. And he sounded okay, but he had like his 47th stent or something. And so, you know, knowing it's coming and knowing it's a natural part of life doesn't make it any easier to deal with. So Fez Watley, you will be greatly missed by
Absolutely.
All your friends, family, and fans for the longest time. And so, you know, he and G-Vac are hanging out, and G-Vac's playing stupid guitar.
Yeah, Rich Voss.
Rich Voss.
I'm going to say Voss. Well, I just looked up and saw that post over there. Just got, who's next? No.
Yeah. So anyway. All right. Anyway. Enough of that. I don't want to start crying on this show. So
today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, Dr. Steve. It's Tom from Michigan calling.
Hey, Tom.
I just wanted to thank you. Today I received my first shot of the Pfizer vaccine.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Hey, Dr. Steve. It's Tom from Michigan calling.
Oh, wait.
I just wanted to thank you.
I just wanted to play that again.
Today I received my first shot of the Pfizer vaccine.
Give yourself a bill!
Swore I would never do.
Oh, but no. I just pray to the good Lord above that you didn't do it because I talked about it and now you have some horrible, you know, Guillain-Barré syndrome or something.
Listening to your podcast.
Oh, no.
You really explained it well, how it works and the low risk of the side effects along with the frequency of them.
I stand by that.
I just wanted to call and I wanted to appreciate or tell you I appreciate you. So. All right, Dr. Steve.
All right. You know, we got to get back. Thank you, man.
Cool,
and
man.
Good luck with
good
it.
Good job.
And proud of you. And hope that everything works out the way you wanted it to. The I stand by that, though. The efficacy and the low adverse effects, they're not zero and it's not 100%. But I want to get back to talking about dicks and nuts. I was talking to...
Yes.
I talked to Greg Hughes, the actor who played Opie on Opie and Anthony, and I talked to my friend Carl from WATP, and we were just chatting about stuff. And I told both of them, this fucking virus has hijacked this show. We used to just have fun taking tampons and getting women to shove them up their, you know, nether regions and then seeing if they blow anything on their
butt whistles.
On their not on their butt whistles. If they blow anything on a breathalyzer, and then yes, butt whistles. I just didn't want to conflate the two things. And
he was taking a long time.
Right. And we just used to have fun, and this is no fun. You know, it just kind of sucks. And now, go fuck yourself. Nobody, who invited you today anyway?
Me.
And,
thanks, Dr. Scott. Yeah,
there you go.
We need some hotness in here.
Hey, let me, okay.
But anyway.
She mentioned Guillain-Barré.
Okay.
I have a really good friend who was diagnosed with that about a year ago.
Okay.
I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
Other than
I'll tell you about
the way he described it was like the insulation coming off of his nerves.
Yeah, that's pretty much right. That's a good way to describe it. But clinically, what happens is it's called ascending neuritis, and you start off with weakness in your feet. You may get a little foot drop, and then you may have some trouble walking. And then if it ascends all the way up to the muscles of respiration, now you can't breathe. And that's a problem. So those people end up on an iron lung, which is now a plastic lung, which we call cuirass ventilation, or intubated. And then over time, it usually will descend. So it ascends, and then it works its way back down. It may leave deficits. It may not. Now, during the swine flu of 1970-something, people got vaccinated. They got Guillain-Barré syndrome. Well, guess what else gave people Guillain-Barré syndrome that year? Influenza. So it's a result of the body's immune response to the influenza antigens, whether you get them through a vaccine or you get them from getting the virus. And your risk still, if you get the virus and then you get it, you've got a double whammy chance of ending up in the hospital and dying. At least if you get it from the vaccine, it's just the single whammy. But anyway, it sucks. But it's, you know, the incidence is extremely low. I've only seen one case of vaccine, viral-related. I've never seen a case of vaccine-related Guillain-Barré, but I've seen one case of virus-related Guillain-Barré syndrome.
I think his was from a kidney infection or something about his kidney. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, there's lots of other things other than, you know, influenza and vaccines that can cause Guillain-Barré syndrome. And sometimes it just happens. You had an asymptomatic viral infection. You don't know about it. And then your body mounts this immune response, and it starts attacking your nervous system. So, okay. That's Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Excellent question.
I was going to say that, too.
Were you? Yeah. I know. I'm sorry. I took your thought.
It's okay.
All right. This is one for Dr. Scott. I really wish stupid P.A. John had showed up today like he said he was going to, because I saved this one for him. But this one for you, Scott.
Hi, Dr. Steve. Ooh. This is Casey.
Hey, Casey.
I'm going in for torn rotator cuff surgery.
Okay.
I have to have it done on both shoulders. Of course, we're going to do it one at a time.
Okay, good.
But I was wondering if there is anything I can do to the healing process instead of being out of work for 4 to 6 months. Love your show. O&A rocks, and listen to your show all the time.
Hey, thanks, man.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for your support. So, Dr. Scott, he's saying 6 months for recovery from rotator cuff surgery. That seems a little long, unless you were an elite athlete.
I was going to say, depending on what he's doing, you know, if he's working in some kind of job where he's got to do a lot of overhead stuff, lifting, maybe he works in a warehouse for somebody, then he may be out for a long time. A couple things you can do just prior to surgery is exercise, strengthening the surrounding tissues, making sure you maintain a lot of flexibility in the shoulders.
Yeah.
One of the complications, Dr. Steve, as you know, though, with rotator cuffs, if they're diabetic, they're going to have a whole lot more difficulty healing because of the diabetes.
Yeah.
But if you're pretty healthy and you're pretty strong and the surgery goes really well, as long as your physical therapist...
Depends on the surgery, too, right?
That's what I was going to say. It depends on what's torn and what they have to do, the anchors that they use, et cetera. And we don't know those things, but the hope is that the surgery goes extremely well and the post-surgical care with the physical therapy is going to be the key to getting you back into the game quicker.
Yep.
So there's not a lot of shortcuts to this, but you need to do what your surgeon says and your physical therapist says, and hopefully that'll get you moving quicker.
It really matters too. So it depends on your job and whether your job caused the problem.
Right.
Because if your job caused the problem, you're going to be on light duty. He's right, for about 4 to 6 months.
Of course. Yeah.
And now if you're playing stupid disc golf, and that's what caused your rotator cuff injury, then just stop playing that stupid game.
Or whatever.
Sorry to the disc golf fans.
That was a little judge.
Well, it's because my buddy from...
It's because he can't play it.
It's my buddy, Logan Field. That's his thing. He plays disc golf. I'm just messing with him.
But
I'm pissed at him because he and his girlfriend were supposed to come to Chicago for the WATP live thing, and I ended up having to have Carl from WATP raffle off my tickets because I had 3 extra tickets. So God knows who I'm going to be sitting with. I have their names, but I don't know any. Hopefully they'll be cool, but anyway.
Oh, I'm sure.
So I'm pissed at John. Disc golf is stupid.
At an event like that, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of really cool people.
Really?
I'm pretty sure the odds on that are going to be out of
sight. How could they not?
Well, I'm wearing my Doug Bell shirt, and you guys don't know who Doug Bell is, but he's...
No, but I think we've got a block of 8 for whenever Creeps with Kids comes back.
Creeps? Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got a block of 8, 4 and 4.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, talk into the mic, though, when you
say, hello!
Jesus.
So anyway, but to our friend, hey, stretch, strengthen before, and then get back to it. And again, if you've got a job that's not heavily reliant on your shoulders, if you're on a computer or something, you'll be back a whole lot quicker.
Yep. Yeah. Sounds good.
Good luck, brother.
All right. Yeah, man. All right. Let's do an ask question for once.
Ooh, cool.
Oh, yes.
Thank God.
It's not a
hi, Dr.
One.
Steve. Yeah. Hey, I was in the shower and I was digging around back there, if you know what I mean, and I found...
Wait a minute. Like, digging around back there, if I know what you mean.
Hey, we need some, we need some music. We
was
need
he
some
mining
music,
for something?
Oh, yeah, we need, okay, we need music. Some music. Okay, wait a minute. Where is the
and
music?
How does Steve know what he's doing in the
that's
shower?
That's what I was wondering.
Hmm.
Okay,
what are you mining for back there?
Let's try that again.
Hiya, Dr. Steve.
There we go.
Hey,
that's better.
I was in the shower and I was digging around back there, if you know what I mean.
Wink,
and
wink.
And I found, like, a pea-sized, maybe a little smaller because it's my finger, like bubble or something. And I think this must be a hemorrhoid, but everything online says that, you know, real fat guys. I'm not a real fat guy.
What?
Well, what do you think's in my butt there, Dr. Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Steve, what's in his butt?
Guess what's in my butt? So, that'd be a cool game show. I think I'd watch that. I think Howard's done that. It's too bad because that'd be a good one. So, it's not just big fat guys. It's mostly people who are on this highly processed, low-fiber American diet.
But aren't hemorrhoids painful?
They don't have to be.
Oh,
no,
okay.
They can be painless. They're very painful when they clot off.
Mm.
And I used to drive GVAC, who used to sit in your chair, and as you know,
mm-hmm.
and I would drive him crazy describing the procedure for removing a thrombosed external hemorrhoid. Because those people come in. Let's talk about what a hemorrhoid is, and then maybe if we have time, we'll get to thrombosed external hemorrhoid. But those people are the most grateful people because they come in with pain 10 out of 10. They leave pain-free. But a hemorrhoid is just a varicose vein of your ass. And now why do you get those? Because of pressure. When you strain to stool, then you will increase the pressure in those veins. And if the vein wall fails, it will bloop out, and now you've got a hemorrhoid. They can be internal, so that you would only feel them if they got so big that they would bloop out of your asshole. Or they could be external, which means you could feel them if you're just feeling around, digging around back there. So he probably just has an external hemorrhoid, and if it hasn't clotted off, it won't necessarily be painful.
What's it look like if it's clotted?
It's just bigger, and it looks like a giant engorged tick.
Because I had to cut one of those off a friend of mine one day.
Looks angry.
Oh, my God.
Looks angry, yeah.
And you did it without anesthesia?
Squirty red. Oh, yeah.
And tell me what came out of it, because I know exactly
what
came out
of it. Well, there was a white bubble that came out, like a little rock. Pearl-sized white.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what
I cut
you
it.
You may have done
and
like
I squeezed
a
it and
cancer biopsy.
Squirted right out.
Okay. I don't know that was a hemorrhoid.
She just saved somebody's life.
And they said it hurt so bad.
I'd say it did.
Awesome.
No, what's inside a thrombosed external hemorrhoid is stuff that looks like red currant jelly. That's how they describe it.
Clotty blood.
Yeah, it's clotted blood.
Well, there was blood, too, but it wasn't clotty.
It looks like currant jelly. And if anything white came out, it was probably an infected something or other.
Mm, I saved her life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like we said, it was rectal cancer, and you just did a biopsy. Didn't bother to send it off.
Exactly.
Nope.
But anyway, it's, so.
Most likely an external hemorrhoid.
But that's what, And so increase the amount of fiber in your diet. And I don't even think I have the Citracel drop anymore. I think I got rid of it. Oh, no, it's here. We haven't used it in forever.
Welcome back.
Citracel, which we have not mentioned in the longest time. No. Thanks, COVID.
Yeah.
It used to be every show we did a question where we had to mention Citracel.
It's always poop.
Because people are calling about poop problems and stuff. But Citracel is a non-digestible, soluble fiber, so it doesn't cause bloating and flatus. and eructations, a.k.a. belching. But it does increase the fiber in your stool and therefore decrease the density and therefore decrease the amount of pressure that's required for you to shit it out.
Mm-hmm. Should we give him some other ideas in case it wasn't a hemorrhoid?
Of course.
I mean, maybe.
Oh, no, he's got to get it checked.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he is large, he may have some skin tags or something. Yep. If he's diabetic.
Now, skin tags
could be
external hemorrhoids that have resolved, and then you end up, if you have a bunch of skin tags around the outside of your anus, mm-hmm. it's either anal warts,
right on,
or it's old hemorrhoids. Yeah. But yeah, give him the other stuff, and then we can talk about how they diagnose it.
At least we know it's not COVID.
Yeah,
right. Do we know?
Give yourself a bill.
So the what they will do is they'll put you on your side, put your knees up around your chest, lube up your nether region.
Yes,
and then
hopefully a finger.
They'll lube up your nether region, finger. And then they have this thing called an anoscope. Now, what an anoscope
is... How do they get that name?
It's weird. I don't know etymology of that word is.
It's a butt plug.
But it is kind of like a butt plug. It's sort of like a pewter funnel-looking thing. So it's tapered and rounded. And then you jam it in there, and then you pull this slot out. So now there's a slot in there. So you've got a funnel with a slot, and you can rotate the anoscope around, and if there are any hemorrhoids in there, they'll kind of bloop into that slot when it comes around. So if you've got a hemorrhoid at 3 o'clock, when the slot comes around 2:30, 3 o'clock, it'll bloop right in there, and you can see it. So anoscopy is a real simple thing to do. There's no fiber optics. There's nothing. You just need a light and an anoscope. And if they see it, if they're a proctologist, they might band it right there. Otherwise, you know, they'll say, yeah, it's a hemorrhoid, and give you some cream and stuff. And then if you need surgery down the road, they'll do it. So and the surgery is pretty simple.
Or you can call me.
Have Diane do it.
I was looking for the two-finger prostate exam, you know, do-it-yourself at home kit.
Yeah.
I bought it off Amazon. The advanced one's 3 fingers.
Well, I'm that good of a friend that somebody
that
asked
is a pretty
me
good
and
friend.
I came running and chopped that thing off.
That is a pretty damn good friend. Well, and on that note, let's get out of here. You know, we can't forget Rob Sprantz, Bob Kelly, Greg Hughes, Anthony Cumia, Jim Norton, Travis Teft, that Gould girl, Lewis Johnson, Paul Opcharski, Chowdy 1008, Eric Nagel, the Port Charlotte Whore, Lady Diagnosis, the Saratoga Skank, Roland Campos, Sister of Chris, Sam Roberts, She Who Owns Pigs and Snakes, Pat Duffy, Dennis Falcone, Matt Kleinschmidt, Dale Dudley, Holly from the Gulf, Steve Tucci, Times 3, the great Rob Bartlett, Vic's Nether Fluids, Casey's Wet T-Shirt, Carl's Deviated Septum, Bernie and Sid, Martha from Arkansas's Daughter, Ron Bennington, I'm not taking this out of here. And Fez Watley, who supported this show, has never gone unappreciated. I mean, it's still true. Departed or no, he's staying in the damn outro.
Absolutely.
I don't know anybody gets this far anyway, but God. I mean, Fez was right there at the very beginning, all that stuff. I'm not taking him out just because he's gone. Listen to our SiriusXM show on the Faction Talk channel, SiriusXM, channel 103, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern, on demand, and other times at Jim McClure's pleasure. Many thanks to our listeners, whose voicemail and topic ideas make this job very easy. Stacey, you got any plugs?
Nope.
All right. Go to our website at drsteve.com for schedules and podcasts and other crap. Do you want to plug that charity from your friend? Maybe she'll start talking to you again.
You're right.
Remember what it was?
Yes. Bugles Across America.
Yes. Bugles Across America. Check it out.
And then Bat Cole Foundation for pediatric cancer.
And that's BATCOLE, right?
Yes.
Bat Cole Foundation. Yeah. Send them all the money. Until next time, check your stupid nuts for lumps, quit smoking, get off your asses, and get some exercise. We'll see you in 1 week for the next edition of Weird Medicine.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.